But it's just a great honor to be able to welcome in the man whose vision is behind this this latest iteration of professional football in Utah. And Sohrab Farooti, welcome aboard, CEO of Project Franchise. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Tom.
So let me get to your, you told me this is kind of a funny, your dad's Iranian, your mother's from West Virginia, and you describe yourself as a Persian redneck who loves football. That's a whole collision of a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, absolutely. My parents met at WVU, and I was born in Texas. So yeah, I think you have to be a football fan if you were born in Texas. And yeah, it just so happens I grew up in a Persian household that loves football.
Yeah, no question about that. So tell me the first thought you had that this could fly, and why Utah?
So, yeah, I think a lot of things have really come together in sports and technology very recently. You know, just looking at, you know, the growth in fantasy football, obviously the growth in mobile power, the power of your phone. Everybody now is, whether you're at a game or you're at home watching a game, you've got your phone in your hand. And what these phones can do now, you know, to me, kind of all of that has opened up the possibilities for something like this. And I think one of the other interesting pieces is fans are so much more knowledgeable about the game now than they were, I would say, even 10 years ago. You know, the shows on ESPN breaking down game film and looking at coverages and plays. And it's just, I think people are more and more into the game and learning it at such a detailed level. Why Utah? It's a great question. You know, we started with the thesis that we were going to let fans choose everything, and believe it or not, fans are the reason we are in Utah. We were approved in the IFL for 5 different markets. It got narrowed down to Oklahoma City and Salt Lake City, or Utah area, and there was a fan vote, and we had thousands of people participating, and Utah was the chosen place for this. So we feel like this is where we should be. This is where fans wanted us, and we're excited about being here.
Okay, so it's 10 teams, a 16-game schedule. Your team, which we'll get into the name in a minute, where there are several names still out there, you will be the 11th team, and you're kicking off in February of 2017. I mean, there's so many different places I could go here, but the thing that struck, you know, we had a great conversation last night, and you want this to grow into a completely fan-run league, and I think we really need to hit this because people don't understand how serious you are. I mean, fans are going to call plays, not just ceremoniously. They're going to call plays. Fans are going to pick quarterbacks. They're going to pick – I mean, it's going to it's unrivaled access and control for the fans. It's unbelievable.
Well, yeah, thanks. I think that's really, at the end of the day, so many people are playing fantasy football and choosing their teams. And then if you look at the growth in – gaming, everybody playing Madden. We kind of look at this as like Madden franchise mode, right? So when you play Madden, you can choose your team and you can build your team and build your stadium and your coaches and everything, do the draft. We want fans to be able to participate at that level. And look, this is it's a big idea. This is not lip service. You know, we truly believe that fans want this, and we truly believe that fans can be successful. And look, the proof's going to be in the pudding, right? I mean, we're going to kick off in 2017. Fans are going to be calling plays. This is definitely going to happen, and we believe fans can be successful at it and have a lot more fun with their team and be a lot closer to the players and the coaches because they're going to be the ones that are choosing who's on the team. And I think that's going to just build a really, you know, good sense of community for the fan base and the team itself. And at the end of the day, sports is business, and we think this is a great way to build a business. Is to, you know, the people that are writing your checks are your fans. The players aren't paying us, so we're paying the players. But the fans are the ones that are making this happen, and to give them, you know, power and say in what happens on the field and what they want to see, we really believe that's the future of sports, and we're hoping to bring it to Utah, you know, sooner than probably a lot of people thought it was possible.
We're thrilled to be on the line with Sohrab Farooti, founder and CEO of Project Franchise. It's the group that will bring a franchise to Utah in the Indoor Football League. It will be the 11th team kicking off in February of 2017. Now the salary cap is real. Your players are going to make $250 per game. It's not a million-dollar quarterback and $250 center. Everybody is making $250, and room and board, you'll put them up. The season runs February through July, and you're dedicated to this. I mean, this is the only way it's going to work.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the player point, the guys in this league, obviously they're not looking to get rich. What they're looking to do is they're looking to get exposure. They're looking for film, right, so they can go out and show the film and hopefully get picked up and get a shot at whether it's the CFL or the NFL. There's some great history in this league. Kurt Warner's team, the Iowa Barnstormers, which he made famous plays in this league. You've got Fred Jackson, former Buffalo Bill, now with the Seattle Seahawks,
yep,
running back. He came out of this league. And Brett Favre's nephew, Dylan Favre, is a starting quarterback in this league. So, this is a legitimate, pro indoor football league, and we feel good about it. We feel like we can build a platform for the players, because at the end of the day, we really, truly care about football. We are all huge football fans. I've got former NFL players that are helping me with this. So we take the football side of this business very, very seriously, and we think we can build a great platform for the guys that that the fans choose to come play for this team, where they're going to get exposure that I think a lot of other teams in this league and other indoor and arena teams just aren't going to be able to provide them, from kind of an eyeballs and a fan base and getting a shot at the next level.
Yeah, Ray Austin, the co-founder of the league with you, played with the Jets. Peyton Manning, center at Tennessee, so he's got some credibility. Al Wilson, a lot of folks around here know Al Wilson from his days as a heat-seeking linebacker for the Broncos. Amon Green, a star running back with the Packers, and then the Seahawks, he's involved. So you have, I'm just dropping some of the names, you seem to have a great collection of input from guys who have been there and done that, and they understand the players' experience as well as the fans' experience. And it's interesting that owners, you say, have raised more than $50,000 through crowdfunding. Now, tell us what this is, and basically for fans out there, it's letting them buy their way into becoming everything from scouts to assistant GMs. I mean, you are serious about this. This is the fans' league.
Yeah, we are. So the crowdfunding campaign for us was a way to go out and show that that there was support for this team early on. And it's interesting, right? We still have yet to have. We don't have a name yet. We're letting fans pick that. We don't have a logo. We didn't have a lot of things that most franchises, when they come out and announce that they're here, they already have. So we wanted to show that we could really have true support for the concept itself versus the team, and we've shown that. We've got almost 3,000 people supporting the campaign. The idea there was to kind of really put together some unique experiences. So letting fans be scouts, letting fans be assistant general managers, letting fans being assistant offensive and defensive coordinators. And this isn't, again, it's not lip service. This isn't, you get a little certificate in the mail that you can put on your wall. This is truly for the fans that want to do it. Get involved with these coordinators. Get involved on a weekly basis. Understand what it's like to be part of the team and what it's like to be a coordinator, what it's like to game plan. As a scout, we're going to have a scout join us who's 25 years as a pro scout, most recently with the Philadelphia Eagles. So he's going to join us, and he's going to help the fans that want to learn scouting learn how to do it the right way, help build our national player database. I think what's interesting about, you take some of these, second-tier leagues and minor league teams, resources are thin in the business side of this, because these aren't, multi-billion-dollar or hundreds of million-dollar budgets. These are, million-dollar budgets. And the difference of what we're trying to create here is we're trying to prove that, fans can actually help your business if you let them. And fans have always wanted to provide input. Fans have always wanted to call plays. Fans have always wanted to decide which players make the team. And we're going to let them do that. And we actually think by allowing the fans in, we're going to have a much better team. We're going to have more resources for our team. And the fans are going to be more excited about it because they're the ones who get to call the shots.
So Rob Ferrutti, founder and CEO of Project Fanchise, bringing a Utah franchise to the Indoor Football League in 2017. Let's get into the names now. I think it got a lot of attention a couple weeks ago when the name Stormin' Mormons was thrown out there, and the fans are going to pick the name, and if that's it, then you're going to let it go, and then you may have to run some political correctness checks to make sure it's okay, but that's not the leader right now. You told me, I guess, the top three or the top two are Screaming Eagles and the Utah Sand Troopers.
That's correct. And we had a fan vote for the team name. We let everybody who wanted to send in their picks. So we had over 3,000 entries. We had over 6,000 votes, in the first phase of this to narrow down to a top 10 list. And now we're in that second phase. So for the next week here, we're gonna end the voting on Sunday at midnight. Fans can come in and vote on the team name they want to see. And again, this being kind of crowdsourced and fan-run, we're excited about some of the uniqueness of these names, and we're going to stick by it. You know, if fans want to see Stormin' Mormons, then we're going to be Stormin' Mormons. If they want to see, the Utah Riot, then we'll be the Utah Riot. if they want to see one of my kind of favorites from an interesting standpoint, the Electric Emus, then we'll be the Electric Emus. I mean, again, it doesn't matter what the name is. If the fans want that name, then they're going to support the team. And that's really where we felt we wanted to be different. We didn't want to put 10 names in front of fans and say, kind of pick from this standard list of 10 names. We wanted the fans to generate that list of 10. And that's how we're going to do things differently, for the rest of the time that this team is here.
And fans can, if you're wondering where all this is, it's www.projectfranchise.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, they can go there.
You can find us on social as well.
Right, I'm looking at the website, and there's all kinds of ways that fans can get involved and participate. And the uniform, obviously the color scheme is going to be huge once you decide on the name. And then, you're talking about, uniforms. There's all kinds of different ways that you can go here if it's so interactive and social media involved and fans basically making the picks. You're talking about different uniforms. And, I mean, basically there are no rules. You're going to make them up as you go along with input and guidance from your fan base.
Correct. And honestly, that's one of the things we really appreciate about the IFL, the commissioner, Mike Althaus, and the rest of the owners there. Really let us come in and tell them our vision. And they were very supportive. They want good owners in the league, and they felt like we had a good ownership group. I've got the former COO of the San Francisco 49ers, Andy Dolich, as part of my team, and he's done this for 40 years at various NBA and NFL teams, and I think they just felt like regardless of the idea, we would be a good ownership group. And then on top of that, we were bringing some real innovation, to the team and the league. And they're excited about it. A couple of the owners, after we went in and presented to the league, a couple of owners came up afterwards and said, "Hey, look, if you guys are successful with this, is this something you'd let the rest of the teams in the league use?" And our resounding answer is absolutely. We hope we can prove a concept where we can create an engaged fan base in a way that's never been done before. And if we're successful doing that in Utah, I think the sky's the limit in terms of other teams adopting some of these principles. And we hope at one point to have a fan-run league. I would love that league to be the IFL if the rest of the teams in the IFL so choose. And I think that's a real opportunity for us as we look on the horizon, is having multiple fan-run teams and thinking about how those fan bases actually, battle in the digital world as fans and compete in the digital world and then watch it all unfold on the weekends with the real teams.
So, again, it's at the Maverick Center. Your games are going to be played. That's home field, and it's indoor football rules. I mean, anybody who's been to, an Arena League game, there's so much going on. It's a recipe for success. There's involvement all the time. There's no action and then rest for 30 seconds while they huddle. It's constant motions. There's constant music. I mean, you make it a real fan experience. What's next? As we wrap up here with Sourab Farooti, founder and CEO of Project Franchise, the Utah-based franchise, which is as yet nameless. What's next on your agenda? What are the most important things that your fans can do now to help you?
So, you know, again, at the end of the day, teams in the IFL, we can't exist without local support. I mean, obviously, we're excited about the ability to open this team up and be supported from kind of across the globe and letting people in, you know, who want to participate. But, again, at the end of the day, it's local support that's going to make this work. We're very passionate about the community. We care a lot about where we are. Fans chose us to be there. That means a lot to us. So number one would be, you know, go out and buy season tickets. We've got some great season ticket packages available. The pricing and discounts now for our Indiegogo campaign, our crowdfunding campaign, this is the lowest prices it will ever be. And there's some great experiences. We've got experiences to go out and warm up the quarterback, to lead the team out of the tunnel, you know, to participate as a scout or an offensive coordinator. And I'd love it if fans out there, football fans, that really want to get involved. We are very serious about the fans being involved, and please go out and support us by showing that you want to see this be successful and be a part of this in Utah.
Well, that's great stuff. Again, the website is www.projectfranchise.com. Get on. There's all kinds of ways you can participate and really make it your team, Utah indoor football fans. Sarub Farudi, thank you so much for spending some time with us, and we look forward to having you back on as you guys progress and get closer to kickoff next February. Good luck.
Thank you, Tom. Really, really appreciate the time, and I look forward to talking to you some more.